Walt Disney World Memories Podcast number 201, Soarin' Around the World. Join us now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, continuing our day spent hopping between the Magic Kingdom and Epcot as we begin the evening with a ride on the best attraction in all of Epcot. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome back to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we get to relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this adventure. Is anyone else ready for baseball? I am excited, even though my Orioles have already been pretty much eliminated from the AL East pennant chase already, but that's okay. I still love the game for the game itself. Those sights, sounds, and smells offer such peace and joy, kind of like the sounds of Walt Disney World. So let's jump into our memory already. Now, as you remember from last time, it's a very warm summer day in September of 2017. My family and I have made our way to Epcot for the afternoon. We need some food still, and with two vegetarian children, we want to find some place that they can enjoy on vacation without having to do, you know, that full sit-down meal. After trying the electric umbrella and deciding the vegetarian options there were really kind of lacking, macaroni and cheese or cheese pizza, we fell back on the staple of Sunshine Seasons in the Land Pavilion. We'll join the memory as we're already walking into the Land Pavilion in search of food. You'll hear the music as we walk past the beautiful mosaic walls and around the upper walkway. I'm not going to subject you to listening to our eating and conversation, but instead, we'll skip ahead to the end of the meal as we head across the way to Soarin' and its 25-minute line. We're not going to listen to all of the line, but we'll get some snippets of audio as we wait in the queue with bits of music or some conversations with cast members or guests around us. Finally, we are assigned our spots, get our instructions from Patrick, and then we're led into our seats and taken on a trip around the world. As I've said this before, Soarin' is possibly my favorite Walt Disney World attraction. It's definitely one of the best in Epcot, even if they have enhanced this movie a little too much, in my opinion. The music, however, I think has been improved. As I wrap up my intro, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter on our wdw-memories.net website. We picked up a couple more 5-star review ratings on iTunes. Thank you guys. Make sure you give your feedback wherever you're listening right now. We've expanded all the different places that you can listen to. I think we're up to 11 or 12 different services out there. Those reviews not only help this show be found by more subscribers, but they also give listeners listeners an idea of how great the podcast is. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now enjoy a ride on the latest version of Soarin', the greatest attraction in all of Epcot.
I feel like it's to the left. Nope, it's the one to the right. You alright? Smells like good food, Aaron. Ready? Soarin', Soarin'. Hello. Nobody's playing. So have you actually seen the pyramids?
Yeah.
They look anything like they do in the flight?
What?
Do they look like the flight?
Exactly like the flight.
Susie. You think?
No, my best friend went to the pyramids of Giza, and she said that if you see it from one side, it's just like you see it in pictures. But from the other side, there's like the entire city is behind it.
Okay, so it looks.
So it depends on like what angle you're coming from.
I just saw where she's from in Cairo, Egypt, and I was like, I wonder if she's actually seen them.
Well, Cairo's, I think, a little ways away from Giza, too.
Yeah.
But still, hopefully, shortly. She said she had seen them. Thank you.
I could have everyone follow me on this side of the railing, please.
Literally, just a moment.
All right, guys. Four. You guys gonna hit the row one, please.
How many folks?
Three.
Three? Hit the row one, please. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and of course, these little duties. Next, fasten your seat belts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate.
Okay, let's review. That is seatbelt, carry-on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times.
All righty, guys, we're going to start with row three today, then my row two, then my row one. Row three, right this way, please, guys.
Yep. We're going to be the front, so bottom, and all the way on the... Oh, we're in the middle. Nice. Left.
On row one, take the very last seat. Row one, guys, all the way down.
Stop me. Where can I put this? Inside the white?
Systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos.
Just,
favor de colocar sus efectos
hang on
personales
to him, Mikey.
En el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
For your safety as a safety of our flight crew, please do not rock or swing the gliders. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great flight, everybody. And last but not least, my row one. Guys, if your seatbelt's buckled, look for the yellow safety straps. Should be on the right-hand side today. Just give it a nice tug, please. Have a great flight, guys.
Soarin' to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Thank you.
from Moana. The hope, especially since we're not going to go anywhere else, so we should have time. Ten.
Sorry. We don't have to come back.
We still may go over and do Living Seas. But what can you do with this twice? Yeah.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment.
The only downside is we're going to have to make sure we get from test track back to the Voices of Liberty at 4:25. Well, I think once we do test track now and then Voices of Liberty, then everything else is gravy. Unless we scrap Voices of Liberty. But that seems like sacrilege, right?
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.